going to be fun, fun, fun.
Oh, well, I'd love to, but
we're keeping it very exclusive. Only 6 girls, no odd numbers.
And each girl brings her own fellow.
With a tag on him, so there's no funny business.
But I can't ski. I mean, I hardly...
Oh, you can't ski. So you fall down. So he helps you up. So you keep hanging on to him so you won't fall down again. You know a better way to spend a weekend? I know a girl who got married just from falling down.
Oh, well, I can ask my mother, but...
Your mother?
Oh, never ask your mother. Ask your dad. When I want anything, I always ask Dad.
That's right. He's the softy in the family. Mine, he'll say yes to anything.
Most of the time, he doesn't even hear what you're asking, so...
All your dad wants is not to be bothered.
So it's simple. You bother him.
Oh, well, I know that, but... Oh, Jeff.
Can't you go somewhere else?
What for?
Because we would like a little privacy.
Well, I would like something to eat. You want me to starve?
I want you to leave. The three of us are having a very personal conversation.
Yeah?
Yes.
Who are you tearing apart?
Starting at the door.
Oh, it's my father.
Ask him. Ask him now. Quick, before your mom comes.
No, wait. Find out if he's in a good mood first.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, Jeff, go help your mother. She's got to call out the groceries.
Okay. Hey, Dad. Are you in a good mood?
Good mood? I'm always in a good mood. Why?
Mary has something she wants to ask you.
Let me get rid of these first. Oh, hi, girls.
Hi, afternoon, Dr. Stone.
Oh, we better be going.
We were just leaving. Goodbye, Mary.
Goodbye.
Bye, girls.
Remember what we told you about this, all right? You know.
Go on.
Need any more help, honey?
No, Alex. Thank you.
Oh, something you were going to ask me.
No, no.
Something you weren't going to ask me.
Oh, Daddy, I love that tie on you. Is that one Mother picked out?
No, it's one I picked out myself. Oh. And I've worn it about 100 times.
Well, my goodness, you certainly have wonderful taste. Daddy, when you were young, was there ever something you wanted terribly, terribly much?
You're going to pull that button off if you keep tugging at it.
Oh, excuse me.
I prefer it unbuttoned.
Oh.
Now, what is this bush we're beating around?
Bush? The bush? But there's no bush. Huh? No. It's just that...
Yeah?
You know Babs and Doreen?
The two girls just left?
Oh, yes. Well, Babs and Doreen and some of the other girls are going to... Robber's Roost for the weekend.
Robber's Roost?
It's a ski lodge. Oh, you know, Daddy. It used to be Kelsey's Lookout.
That roadhouse?
Oh, no, Daddy. It's all changed now. They've rebuilt it. It's beautiful. They even have a ski tow.
Well.
Yes. Well, it's going to be terribly healthy and all that. Daddy, you know Mr. Eggers, the phys ed teacher? Well, he and his wife are going to chaperone us. I mean, them. So, Daddy, may I go, please? Say I can go.
Well, I...
Oh, Daddy, please say yes.
Well, if...
Oh, thank you, Daddy. You're the greatest. Mother, Daddy said I could go.
Go where?
It worked, huh?
I was going to say, if you asked your mother...
Ask me what? If you can go where? Skiing for the weekend. Now, Mother, all the girls are going, and we're going to be chaperoned every single minute. 6 girls and 6 boys.
Boys?
Mother, please don't say I can't go. Well, why should I say you can't go? Sounds wonderful.
Now, wait a minute. Let's find out something about this first. Now, you didn't mention any boys. As a matter of fact, you carefully avoided mentioning them.
Well, if the school approves and they're chaperoned...
Oh, Mother, you're the greatest. Really, you are.
Just the same, huh?
You understand. You really do. You know, most mothers wouldn't, but you do. You really understand. Oh, thank you.
Oh, boy, what an operator.
Who, me?
Yes, who, you?
My blue sweater. Mother, where is my blue sweater?
Well, it's probably packed with the woolens, dear. But don't worry, I'll have time to find it.
Mother, just imagine all of us trooping down to breakfast. And we'll probably all be sitting at one big table and... Oh, the excitement of...
Where do you want this?
On the bed, honey.
Okay.
Jeff, may I borrow your camera?
And get it sat on full of snow. Are you kidding?
Jeff.
Please.
Okay. Anything else of mine you want to borrow? My shoes, my bank account?
That'll be enough. Out, out.
Mother, what'll I do when the check comes?
What check?
At the table, for breakfast and dinner and things. Should I pay, or should I let Scotty pay? Or...
Honey, don't worry about it. Let Mr. Eggers take care of those things. I'm so glad you're going with Scotty. He's such a nice boy.
Nice? Mother, he's divine.
All right, he's divine.
Mother, do you realize that... this is the very first time I'm going away. On my own, I mean. It's a milestone.
I can't understand why you're so against her going.
I just don't like being maneuvered, that's all.
Oh, Alex.
Now, why didn't she come right out and ask me? Hmm?
She did.
Oh, she tried everything else first. Now, why do women have to be that way? Why do they have to play games with you?
Because, darling, men drive them to it.
How? Tell me how.
By being unreasonable.
Oh.
I don't know what possible objection you could have. You couldn't find a nicer boy than Scotty.
Oh, he's harmless, heaven knows. That's what's wrong with him.
Now, you see, you're being unreasonable. You're objecting to her going because he's harmless.
How can you argue with him?
Dear... We told her she could go. We gave our word.
You did. I didn't.
Oh, honey, don't spoil it for her. It's so important. She's counting on it so.
Well, just so she understands that every once in a while what I say goes.
It does, darling. Every time.
So long as I say the right thing.
It helps.
Daddy, you really do like the ski suit.
Oh,
you wouldn't.
Of course,
honey.
Do you like the color? I wouldn't tell you that if I didn't think so. It's a beautiful color.
Thank you. I'm so glad you like it.
Oh, hi, Scotty. Come on in.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Is Mary around?
Yeah, she's in Dad's office there.
Oh, well...
Well, go on in. He's not doing anything.
Maybe it'd be better if I just wait, huh?
Oh, go ahead. You don't need an appointment. Hey, Mersey, Scotty's out here. Hey, come on. I'll split a banana with you.
Scotty. Hi.
I didn't want you to see me until we... Well, now that you've seen it, how do you like it?
Like what?
My ski suit. I bought it just for this weekend.
Oh. Well, it's nice. Only about this weekend, Mary.
Yes, Scotty.
I don't know if I can go.
Don't know if you can go.
Well, it's not that I don't know if I can. I know. I can't.
Scotty, you promised.
Well, I didn't promise exactly. You just kind of said we were going.
Naturally, I thought...
I'd like to. It isn't that. I'd really like to. Only, the thing of it is, I just found out that I have to stay at home and help my dad. Look, Mary, if you'd like to go with someone else, it's all right with me. I'll understand.
I don't think you do. I don't think you understand at all. I don't think you ever understand.
Hey, Mary.
Hello, Scotty.
Oh, hello, Stone.
Mary, I found your blue sweater. I packed it for you.
Thank you.
Well, how are you, Scotty?
Well, I'm all right, thanks.
Excuse me.
Yes, ma'am.
Your parents well?
Yes, they're in the pink, thanks.
I'll give them our regards.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll do that. Well, I better go.
Didn't you just get here?
Yes, sir, but I better go.
What's she doing?
Unpacking. Alex, we've got to do something, and we have to make it up to her.
Now, darling, let's not make too much of this.
But I know exactly how she feels. I remember when I was her age. Well, this may seem trivial to others, but
when you're the one, we can absolutely crush a girl.
Well, I'd say she's taking it pretty well. She doesn't seem
too...
Mary
never does. That's just it. She always hides it. And that's not good.
Darling, what can we do?
Well, I don't know, but it's up to us. Well, really, it's up to you.
Why me?
Well, you're a man. You're her father.
Darling, am I responsible for Scotty's shortcomings? Am I responsible for my whole sex?
Honey, I remember once when I was about Mary's age, I wanted to play Columbine in the school pantomime, and my best friend got the part instead. Well, I was desolate, just desolate. And then, suddenly, on Friday morning at breakfast, I'll never forget that morning. My father put down his napkin, and he looked at me, and he said, "Kitten, how would you like to go to Washington, D.C. with me?" Well, I was in heaven. We went, just the two of us, and we did everything. We climbed the Washington Monument.
But, darling, I can't go to Washington.
Well, you don't have to go to Washington, necessarily. But just do something together.
You know, honey, I'm trying to run a practice here.
You said that you were going to have to go to Chicago.
Oh, no, that's off. Brady's going to take care of it for me when he goes.
But you could go. You were planning to. Oh, honey, it would be so wonderful for Mary. It would take her mind off the... Well, it would be wonderful for you, too. I mean, you'd get to know each other better.
Oh, I think we know each other pretty well. We should, after all.
Oh, Alex, it would be such fun. Remember how much fun we had? And how, after all these years, we're just dying to... Oh, Alex, please. Please do.
Okay, I'll ask her. But if you ask me, you're prescribing the wrong cure. No girl wants to go to Chicago with her father.
Just the two of us? Oh, Daddy! Oh, Daddy, can we go to the theater?
Well, you bet your sweet life we can.
Oh, and the restaurants, Mary. They have the most marvelous restaurants. Yes, they serve everything on the Flaming Sword.
Flaming Sword?
I remember one restaurant. Do you remember, dear? We went there about 3 o'clock in the morning, and they served the most delicious scrambled eggs.
On Flaming Sword?
Oh, no, dear, that was someplace else. This was just a little place, but full of atmosphere, wasn't it, dear? Do you remember Gibby's?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, honey, you'll have such a wonderful time. How I envy you. Oh, I wish I could go, too.
Go where?
Jeff, we're talking to your sister now.
Oh, Mother, why don't you go?
Oh, no, that would spoil it. This is just for you and your father. See, it's something that every father and daughter should do just once. Go on a real junket together by themselves.
Where are they going?
Dear, they're going to Chicago. Now, Mary...
Chicago?
Jeff, why don't you clean out the garage as
I asked
you? And
leave us here alone?
Well, honey, don't worry. We'll find something to do. I mean, we'll have a great time here, just you and I.
Sure. Cleaning out the garage.
Now, Brady's taking all my calls. You refer everything to him.
Mm-hmm.
And if any emergencies come up, you know where to reach me.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. You know, it's too bad about the Bennett's party, though. I don't see why you don't go, honey.
Oh, honey, I feel the way Mary does. I don't want to go without my fella.
Sweetheart. Oh. I'm going to miss you.
Oh, I'm going to miss you, too. But I'm glad you're doing this, for Mary's sake.
Well, I kind of admit I'm looking forward to it myself now that everything's arranged.
Oh. Wait, why don't you just light someplace and let me take care of this?
No, I'm not much help, I guess.
Mother, may I have...
Oh, you all packed, honey?
She's packed and repacked a dozen times.
Good girl.
Daddy, I just got it combed out.
Sorry.
Mother, may I take your nail file with me?
Oh, by the way, I called Charlie Boudreau in Chicago. I knew Charlie would be delighted. He's going to show us the town.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Daddy, who's Charlie Boudreau?
He's a friend of your father's.
Hey, Mary.
Don't you disappear. You have to leave in an hour.
Yes, Mother.
Good old Charlie Boudreau. Shades of my past. You know, he said, "Don't lift the finger. I'll take care of everything. Make reservations, get theater tickets."
Oh, he's such a lamb.
Well, you know, Charlie, that's his life, arranging things. You know, he even threatened to meet us at the airport with a limousine. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hi.
Jeff said you wished to speak to me.
Oh, well, Mary. It's
I really don't have much time, so if there's something you'd like to say...
Oh, well, there is. It's just that I'm trying to figure out how to say it. It's about this weekend, Mary. I just wanted to say I'm sorry about backing out the way I had to. I guess I didn't handle it so well.
No, you didn't.
I just wanted you to know the reason. I mean, the real reason. I guess I should have told you in the first place.
Oh?
Well, it wasn't because I had to help my dad. I could have gotten out of that.
Well, why was it then?
I was broke. I couldn't afford it.
Oh, Scotty, why didn't you tell me?
I'm embarrassed.
Oh, Scotty, I hope you don't think I'm the type of girl who would just be interested in a man for his money.
Oh, no, Mary, I don't think you're that type at all. It's just that, well, you should be able to go skiing if you want, only have somebody that can afford to take you.
The whole thing was to be Dutch. I'm sorry, Scotty, I thought you understood that.
I know, but even Dutch. I've had some bad weeks with my car lately, Mary. First the generator conked out, then I had to get a tire pad.
Scotty?
And yes?
I don't care at all about the ski trip. Really, I don't. It doesn't mean a thing to me. All I care is...
Is what?
Well, I'm terribly glad you told me. I'm so glad you were finally honest with me. Because I want us always to be honest with each other.
Well, me too, because honesty is the best, you know.
I want you always to feel that... You can come to me and tell me anything, Scotty.
Well, gee, Mary, maybe if you don't hate me too much, then...
I don't hate you. I don't hate you at all, Scotty. Quite the contrary. What is it you're trying to tell me, Scotty?
Well, Mary, I don't know if you want to under the circumstances, but... There's a destruction derby tomorrow night at Cross's Field.
A what?
A destruction derby.
Oh, I've always been dying to go to one. What are they?
Oh, it's great, Mary. You really like it. You see, they got these beat-up cars, and they go banging into each other, and there's fenders flying, and water dribbling out of the radiators, and spare parts all over the field. It's really great.
Oh, it sounds fabulous.
Would you like to go?
I'd love to.
Mary!
Oh, Scotty, wait right here. No, you better wait out by your car. No, drive around the block. No, I'll call you later.
Mary, you're going to be late. It's only 7:15.
You've got to help me. You've got to help me.
What's happened?
Scotty, it wasn't his fault. It wasn't his fault at all about this weekend. I mean, it could have happened to anybody. Mother, what am I going to do? I can't hurt Daddy's feelings. He's made all of these plans, but... Oh, but I can't fail Scotty either.
Are you talking about not going to Chicago?
Mother, I know it sounds awful, but try to understand, please. This means terribly, terribly much to me. I mean, imagine if it were you and you had gotten yourself into something and then Daddy wanted to take you someplace with him, only you couldn't go because you were going with somebody else to Chicago.
But I wouldn't.
Well, that's what I mean. But how would you get out of it without hurting his feelings? The other person's...
You forget something.
Hmm?
This is your father. He'll understand.
Well, what's holding us up here? Where's the suitcase, honey, and your coat?
I'll get them. Huh. Mother, don't leave me.
Will you explain to your father? Dear, Mary has a favor to ask you. I'm sure you'll understand.
Look, we've got to get going here. It's...
Daddy.
Never mind the button. What is it?
Well, something has come up.
Uh-huh.
It's Scotty. He wants me to go to the Destruction Derby with him.
Destruction what? What in heaven's name is that?
I don't know exactly, but they have all these old cars and they all bang into each other. Anyway, he wants me to go with him.
Well,
tomorrow night.
And you prefer? Oh, I like that.
Now, Daddy, Mother said you would understand.
Oh, she did, did she?
Yes.
If I could ever understand what goes on around here. First, you want to go skiing. Got to go skiing. Then that's off. We've got to go to Chicago. And now you want to go to some tin can derby with this... I give up. 1 minute you're not speaking to him, and the next minute you're going to destruction with him. If somebody will kindly explain to me in words of one syllable, if possible.
In just a second, dear. Mary, go upstairs and call Scotty.
Wait a minute. What's she going to tell him?
Alex, darling, now listen.
Oh, no. I've listened to everybody. Now, I have something to say. Now, look, I didn't want to go on this junket in the first place. But I listened. Then I agreed. I changed my plans. I broke appointments. I made reservations. We backed out of the Bennett's party. I phoned Charlie Boudreau all the way to Chicago.
I know, dear.
And now because this pipsqueak turns up, the whole thing's off. Huh, that's pretty hard to take, you know. She'd rather spend the evening with him in some auto graveyard than spend the whole weekend in Chicago with her father.
Alex, darling. Where did you ever get the idea that a father could possibly be a substitute for a boyfriend?
From you, that's where I got it. Mary was crushed. I had to make it up to her. Well, I can't help noticing that if Mary suffers some slight disappointment, the whole roof falls in.
Alex.
And leave my buttons alone.
You're acting like a little boy. You're pouting.
Well, who wouldn't? I'm tired of being the understanding father around here. I'm no more understanding than the next guy. I'm human, that's what I am.
You are acting like a little boy. And that's what I love. That's what I married. The little boy who never grew up.
Well, you don't have to make a Peter Pan out of me.
Honey.
What?
Do you know what you need? You said it yourself. You need a vacation. You need to get away.
A fine time to tell me that. Who'd I go with? Charlie Boudreau, that old goat, chasing around town with him.
Honey, you know how we've always dreamed about going back to Chicago together, haven't we?
You?
Well, there was a time when you'd have liked the idea.
Yeah. Well, what about the kids?
Well, they're old enough to take care of themselves.
How soon can you get packed?
Unpacked.
That's what I've always loved about you. Always ready to go anywhere at a moment's notice. Jeff, Mary, come on, let's get started.
I'll get my coat.
Wait, just a minute. How long have you been planning this?
Ever since we were married.
Goodbye, Mother. I'm so happy things worked out this way.
Howdy, old man.
Goodbye, Doctor. Goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, Daddy.
Keep an eye on Jeff.
Okay. And you keep an eye on Mary, huh? Aren't you going to say goodbye? What's the matter?
I'm the only one that never gets to go anyplace.
Oh. Well, we'll try to make it up to you.
Tell you what, Jeff, you can forget about cleaning out the garage.
I'd already forgotten it.
Jeff, this is Scotty.
Hmm?
Oh, yeah, sure. Why not?
Jeff, would you like to come with us tomorrow night?
To the Destruction Derby?
Why not?
Oh, Mary! Thanks! Oh, Scotty! Thanks a lot!
The lion shall lie down with the lamb. Now I've seen everything.
Has been a Screen Gems film presentation. from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.